Welcome back to the 100th Monkey Radio Show with Tom and Ramon. And once again, want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting us. We really, really appreciate you guys supporting our show and helping it keep up 4 years now, right, Tom? 4.5 years?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're in our 5th year.
Yeah, so, yeah, wow.
good time.
And also, thank you, Facebook. We're at 889 likes. Hopefully the majority is all real people and not just some guy who gets paid to click.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would pay anyone to click on our Facebook for some other reason. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we were doing the advertising thing for a while, and then when we found out that people do that, we stopped.
Yeah,
because we want real people, you know, not just someone who clicks once and never even bothers to look. But anyway, so we're back with Donna Lopez, and she's going to do a little bit of the reading or channeling in the beginning here.
Yeah, she's going to share part of a channeling that she did in preparation for the show. Correct?
Yeah. I asked to share something with you.
So real quick, before we get going here, do you have names or who do you communicate with?
With this one, I usually deal with One Feather, but I have about 23 guides that I work with. It's kind of big because...
It's a crowded house.
Yeah, it's a crowded house.
We get to know a lot of people here on Earth, so why not get to know a lot of people out there too?
Yeah, and I have to say, I take my time, and I really have a nice, intimate relationship with, I want to say, probably at least 15 of them, or 10. 10 are really close, and 5 are even closer to my heart. So One Feather came in quite a while back. He's a Native American, a young boy. He comes in a beautiful indigo blue field of light. He's powerful. He's really beautiful. So he does the majority. Sometimes I just work with the collective. So I'm going to give it to him, although I'm getting a hit that this was from the collective. So we'll do him / the collective.
There we go.
Okay, so this is what came through. Tallying up the issues as we see it. We see only progress through progression of financial stability and issues of undoing being undone. Unilateral change that precedes the days ahead as we head into the abyss of unknowing, knowing we will not be undone. Complete change, opportunity, forgetting, forging, peaceful warrior. Help is with you, for you, and about you. As you, as a continent, and in this I think they meant the United States, continue in the balancing of power. Power is not for keeps. It is translucent, transient, and ever-changing. Hope for all continents about the people, the power, the opportunity to forge ahead. As pioneers of the new millennium, we encourage all of you to know you are part of this world's mission. Our mission statement to you is to know that nothing will obligate this world. Her conditions are the external effects of nuisances placed upon her task to create change. She is not shy, nor is she frightened by what is occurring. We're talking about the earth now. Instead, she will continue to harbor the shame of disgrace upon her. She is a force and will succeed with her journey. So be not afraid, dear ones, forevermore in your service. Yeah, I felt like, you know, the earth.
That was gorgeous.
I know the earth is what came in strong. And, you know, I really just got the hit that, like, you know, we don't have to worry. She's got it down. And she's not somebody to mess with.
Right.
And she knows what she came here to do. And she's going to get it done. So it felt just really strong and really powerful. So I thought I'd share that first, and then if you had specifics around anything there that didn't get addressed, you know. I know you mentioned, Ramon, finances, right? You want to know about the financial climate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me, if I'm quiet for just a minute, it's just because I'm I'm seeing what they're bringing here. Well, you know, I feel like there's an influx financial, I want to say energy and financial energy coming forward. It's like things are really whipping up. You know, it's interesting because, you know, the gas prices are down, and that can be good or bad depending on if you're in the oil business. I know. But what I'm seeing is a lot of swirling energy coming forward. In other words, a lot of energy and stability is the word that I'm hearing. I am seeing stability. So this is not something that's just for right now till later. This is a huge sense of stability in the financial sector. Let me see what else I want to say here. I also feel like our investments are solid. In other words, the dollar will hold well. That we won't see any stock market drops. I know we've been hearing lots of things about the stock market dropping out completely, et cetera. But I'm instead seeing stability. I'm seeing stability. I'm sorry, were you going to ask another question?
Well, I was just going to ask about the gas prices. If what you were alluding to is those kind of staying, the lower costs or lower prices staying more stable in I think it's kind of bottomed out as far as is how much it's going to be dropping. Do we see that going back up into the, you know, the $4 range where it was at just a few months ago?
No, actually, I'm just seeing more stability where it's at. I mean, although I got gas the other day and I had the same hit, I thought, geez, okay, so now it'll go back up, you know, just because that's what we expect. But actually, I'm seeing more of a sense of stability. If we see it up to 3, 3.23, you know, at the gas pump, that's about it. We're not going to go up into the nosebleeders. Which, you know, we know every summer they, you know, we usually get that. But, yeah. Now, I'm feeling more a sense of stability, but I also feel that we're going to see the economy improving too, because I see people doing more purchasing, which, you know, good and bad. I mean, I hate a false economy. Excuse me. I don't like to use that word, H-A-T-E. But I just like a sense of a false economy where people go in and just indulge that way because it's so unhealthy. That's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing more of that people have the ability to make purchases. Let's put it that way. I feel it's centered. Yeah.
What about, the sense of like a zero-point energy machine or free energy machine or, you know, any of those kind of
something
machines?
Something big. Those would be a game changer, something along those lines.
That'd
some
be
technology
nice.
Coming out that, you know, helps to free us from the ball and chain of the oil industry.
Yes. I do see that. I feel like we're going to get more into like a water-based, there's going to be some sort of a water-based hydraulic type issue of modality, I guess you want to say. We did have a guy here and he was on the news here, which I rarely watch, but this is opposite of that, but not in a way, because it was technology, a way to make rain without chemicals. You know, I think it was through some sort of electric current, I believe. But what I'm seeing is we will see some water-powered motors or something to that degree, something with hydro. Which, you know, water we feel is limited some. So, you know, in some ways they're saying recycled. Okay. Thank you. This will be recycled. And maybe more so in the manufacturing sector, we'll see some of that.
Hmm.
So however that.
That's funny. Cause that's what, St. Michael said, when we had on, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot her name. The book agent.
Deborah Jacob.
Yeah. St. Michael said the same thing.
Okay.
Here's a question not so much about, well, it's about the guides, but not about our future, more on how can the average person have a better relationship with their guides? Because, like, for example, with me, I have a relationship with them in the dream world and in the hypnagogic state. Mm-hmm. And it's always more kind of like, you know, they'll tell me, for example, you should stop, for example, they were like, you should stop eating smoked food. And then I'll say, you know, oh yeah, but you know, making up excuses. And then they'll just give me a blank look, which they're, at least my guys, I don't know if your guys do that to you.
Oh yeah, you have free will. You can do what you want, do it the easy way or,
yeah, you know. When they give you the blank look, it's like your mom looking at you like,
it's the head shake. The one that gets me is like, oh, geez, come on.
Right. So your question is, how can you develop a stronger relationship with your guides?
Yeah, like if I want to have a conversation with them now, you know, how's your day? What's new?
Sure. You know, I do feel like with any relationship, it needs to be nurtured. And so you have to take time with them. You know, you have to talk to them, first of all. When you got to ask them, you know, invite them in, ask questions, and then learn to listen to the answer. Often you'll hear, I wonder, before they're going to bring in, you know, and then they're going, no, you don't need to wonder. We're giving you the information right now. They used to do that a lot. But let me just see what Spirit wants to tell you about that. Okay, let's see. Let's see. We're going to deal with you pretty much specific first, and then we'll go to the general audience, but you, Ramon. Well, you know, what they're saying is that sometimes you get stuck on things that, no offense, I'm going to say this with love, which means I'm going to tell you the truth, but they say you can be very critical.
If they're telling you, if it's my guides, I'm used to them being harsh.
Yeah. They say that you can be very critical, not of others, of yourself. And then you get yourself stuck, and then you get angry at yourself. So you do a whole little process, you know, you got your little song and dance you like to do. But also, and then you'll do a little shutdown, and then you come out of it refreshed. They said that's a little bit of like a pattern, just a way that that's the way that you work. You know, it's kind of like somebody that drinks on the weekend and says, I'm not going to drink anymore. And then by Wednesday, they go, well, you know, it might be okay. There's a party Friday. So, you know, because they go up and then they go down, and they like when they, you know, are on the healthy phase. And so, you know, for you, you just have this thing where you'll get stuck on a certain thing or subject. And then you beat yourself up a little bit, and you go into a mini shutdown. And then when you come out, they say when you come out, they said, then you open up everything, and you're, you know, cause you're very intelligent, and you're analytical. Your left brain, it's a blessing and a curse for you, you know? So, it's not going to, the answers or the information you're going to receive is going to come from the left brain. In other words, you box yourself in with what's available sometimes. Okay. And you are a meditator?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So do you get into conversation in your meditations? They're, you know, active meditations, like your lucid dreaming?
In the dreams, the dream state is out of body and dream state and the hypnagogic state are the best. In the meditation itself, I get visions that make no sense, and that's where the frustration comes from.
Good. You got to start talking to those. If you don't understand what's coming in, tell them, reword it, bring it in, bring something new in that you can't understand. So pump the muscle.
Yeah.
That'll be real useful. Yeah. Yeah. You kind of have a checklist for yourself. And you have very high standards. So, for you and, not for you, Tom.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. Ramon has standards. Come on.
No, I'm teasing. No, but you just have these high standards. And so, you know, the, you know, just kind of, you know, give yourself a little bit of love, work on your solar plexus, you know, clean and clear some of that stuff out, you know. Yeah, get off your own back a little bit.
Yep. That'll be better. All right. Before we go on to a general thing, can you feel anything on me there, or?
Sure. What did you have?
Along the same lines, clearing up the communication.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Well, now this is interesting, but they say you do hide your psychism under your business hat, which I find that kind of interesting. Kind of cute the way they said it. It's almost like it's a lot of energy for you to handle sometimes, and so you just kind of go to the business of it, you know, rather than to the energy of it. Let me see what they're saying here. Yeah, okay, when the energy starts coming in, tell it to slow down a little bit for you.
Mm.
And they said that's going to be really beneficial because it comes in so strong. So they're saying just kind of slow it down a little bit. And, you know, you are really tired. You're really tired. Mm. It's kind of interesting that your energy is so wound up, but you're exhausted. But you're very tired. You need a lot. You need some sleep. And you need to really just kind of chill out, rest a little bit. And, I guess we have to think of sleep as an activity, meditation's an activity, doing nothing's an activity. But you're really tired. And so if you could get some of the sleep that you really need, they said then when the energy comes in, you'll be able to slow it down and, cause you distract yourself from it, from what you're getting sometimes. Because you just have a business hat about, you know, no, I'll take care of this or I need to go take care of that. It's more you distract yourself.
Hmm.
Also, you know, you do have you are somewhat comfortable with the, I want to say some of the structure around information. It's kind of like you can be a little bit of a slave to it. And they say it's not that you're a slave to it, but you do appreciate it. And, so to speak out without knowledge, you know, in other words, there's knowledge and then there's wisdom, and wisdom is the incorporation of what you've, of knowledge, right?
Right.
And knowledge is just where you just know stuff. But you do want to know stuff, and I can understand that, especially, with the work that you guys are doing, you know, you want to be good interviewers, first of all.
Right.
You got to know what questions to ask. If I had a question, what would you tell me to ask you? So they're saying as you kind of cut loose of that, you know, they said then and really allow yourself the freedom to not know. They said that's when you're going to really crack open like an egg.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very psychic, though. Hmm. Do you feel a lot of energy in your third eye often?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, it's real.
I'm fully aware of my psychicness.
Yeah, it's almost like the Egyptian eye, left eye of Horus. That kind of eye is what I'm seeing there. So do you have a,
I'm an out-of-body traveler.
All right, good. Yeah, I know that.
Conscious, intentional stuff, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but still, you know, that. And you are so right. I like the knowledge, you know, I like the knowledge and I like the ability to articulate it because I think that's especially right now in where the world is at right now and the things that we're all going through, the growth that we're all going through, it's important to be able to describe and to explain these aspects of ourselves that are coming online for so many people. And to be the most effective teacher, trainer, mentor, help, friend that we can be, I see that function within myself as being able to, you know, put those pieces together and then describe how that piece fit into that other piece.
Yeah, I understand completely. They, you know, it's been more for you. It's been a real strengthening. Like if somebody were to go out and lift weights, and this is what's building your muscles up, right? But now you're fit. You're ready. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
And so then when you go, then you just open and you can just allow.
Yeah, that's my plugging in.
Yeah, you have some new projects you're working on, eh?
Well, there's definitely some new events that are happening, but as far as, you know, what's anything that I would particularly call a project? I've definitely the creative juices are flowing.
Are you a healer also?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, because that's, I feel like there's something to do with healing grief or healing loss that you're working with. Perhaps you're working with that with yourself, and that's going to be
beneficial. It is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's probably what you're picking up on right at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
What about for the, for our audience?
Okay.
And actually, you know, if there's one particular person, and I kind of feel that it's probably two or three people that really needed probably a good reading or something specific they need right now. If you can tune into that and give, we don't know who they are.
Okay. All right. So first we're going to talk about how they can connect with their guides more.
Yeah.
First. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, they want them to just free fall. In other words, just free fall, open up and just allow, and just allow that when you are free falling, your body and your energy is just buoyant and moves. It's being moved for you. In other words, I feel like the guides are already there with many of the listeners already, or the ones that are wondering. I see them knocking on their door already. I also want to turn off the TV and any sort of programming they might have around what they think that means to be tuned into the guides. Very often, and I'm going to go into Donna here, but very often, you know, people go, I want to know my guides, and, you know, I didn't walk into a room and meet 23 of my guides. I met them slowly. And it would be like meeting people that you just buzz with. And, you know, where it's like, oh, my God, we're so connected. You would not want to meet 23 of them all at one time. You wouldn't be able to. You know, you'd be running around scattered trying to connect with all of them. And just take it slow. Take it easy. And, you know, for myself, I don't really deal too often with too many specifics with my guides. Lots of times it's just the energy is just fluid. And I like that, but every now and then one of them specific will step in, and that's okay. Because they do become a collective for me. Anyway, that's what's kind of happened. Meditation is 101. You have to interact with what you're seeing. You have to, when you go in, you know, and then you allow yourself to go out. And then the visions start to come forward. You have to interact with what's coming forward. Sometimes we go in with an agenda. That's useful sometimes. But then you can get where once you're connected, it's like, well, what about this and what about that? And you'll get the answers to all the things that fit within your narrow little frame. But if you move out of that and move into letting them bring in what you may not understand, which what I shared, what I saw was pretty useful in the first half. You know, then you can ask them, well, show me, what does that mean? What are you telling me? You know, keep having, it's a conversation. You know, in your waking day, the minute you wake up in the morning, you know, you connect, you know, your feet hit the ground and you're grounded. You kind of close, you know, not close yourself off, but you kind of put that energetic bubble around yourself to kind of keep your space clean. And in meditation and also through self-discovery, and you learn who you are so that when something different floats through your mind path or just a nuance comes in, you'll know, oh, that's not me. Or even a feeling or an energy, you'll know that's not me. That's not my feelings, you know, and you'll know that's something else. So also with the guides, you know, don't be a one-trick pony. You know, they're going to come through scent, through sight, through hearing, through nature, through vibration, all different ways. So it's okay if you get stuck on one thing. I often relate it to kind of raising a child. You know, when you get a baby home, it's like you find a little pattern, like, all right, man, I got the kid quiet. And then the kid doesn't like that anymore. And then you got to do something new. And that's how they are. They're going to keep challenging you and keep taking you up notches. And so you won't be able to sit on your laurels for too long before they'll get you moving in directions. Yeah. And be connected the way that you connect, not the way somebody else connects. Because we're unique and we know our nature. That's what you should know. Know who you are. Know how. If you're high strung, know it. You know, if you're quick to fly off the handle, if you don't have much patience, kind of know that about yourself. You know, and, you know, what they say, know thyself. Yeah.
All right.
So those things are useful because that's how you'll understand and learn to work with them. Sometimes somebody will come up to you and say something. You know, sometimes I find lots of things when I walk out in nature. Hummingbird will come out and talk to me. The crows come out and talk to me in my neighborhood here. And matter of fact, my neighbor, she had just moved in, and I said, the crows were yelling. And I go, what? What? What do you want? You know? And my neighbor said, what? I said, oh, I'm just talking to the crows. I'm sorry. You know, but, yeah, I mean, everything talks to me all the time and in every different place. And, you know, even the way that you might see for myself, I go walking around a lake, and if the lake is rippled up, I'll know the weather patterns are going to change. If it's calm, but almost to a stale place, there's that staleness in the energy. It's like the vibration that everybody's kind of getting is what all, you know, it's, they're talking to me more so about the universal kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. The, the crows, I always kind of feel like they're making fun of me. Mm-hmm. I feel like they, when people walk by, like they like, hey, look at that guy. Like, mm-hmm. I really get that feeling.
They're very intelligent. They have facial recognition. They go out and tell their buds about us. So don't make any of them mad. Yeah,
I've heard horror stories about people throwing things at crows. And
yeah, there was a KPBS story on the crows. They're very intelligent animals. They can be, you know, sometimes forebearers of bad news, but not always. You know, not always at all. Because yeah,
right.
Nothing is ever always one thing.
Yeah, I think they've gotten a bad rap.
Yeah.
Crows overall. I mean, they're, you said it, they're extremely intelligent animal, and I don't know, they've always,
well, if I scatter your garbage around the front of your house, I don't think you're going to be too happy with me either, Tom.
yeah, that's true. That could be why they get the bad rap, you know, partially. Yeah.
Well, they're really, I've seen them do this. Here, they put a net over the garbage. And I've seen them, like, pick up one piece of the net, then fly up and toss it over, and then just go to town. So,
trying to tell everybody to clean up their garbage?
Well, the net trick doesn't really work for them anymore, because they know how to, like, take it off.
Yeah, they'll actually use tools too.
Yes,
I think I saw on some documentary. I watched a crow use something or other to pull a goodie out of a jar.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his head in there, so he grabbed some stick with a hook on it with his beak and hooked the damn thing and pulled it out. I was like, oh my God, that's a smart bird.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure there's one person out there, and I don't know if I'm picking this up or just guessing, that's going through financial trouble. What would you say to that person? One listener who maybe might listen to this 5 years down the line or tomorrow or whatever.
All right. Well, you know, being self-employed for a bazillion years, I actually, when I was first connecting with my guide, years ago, they would really mess with me. If I came into work and I saw that I had appointments all day long, one after another, if I counted the money I was going to make, one after another, they would all cancel. They were letting me know, don't count your money, you know, just trust us. So in other words, focus on what you do have, not what you don't have. Make use of what you do have. And, you know, what you do have, as you do that, you're actually moving energy, and your energy is moving with that, and there's expansion with that. You know, because most of the things, too, I mean, we do want to eat, all of us, and we like to have a roof over our heads. But most of us, nothing makes us light up more than going outside and getting hit with nature. It's like, wow, that's rich. That's rich. That's really rich to me.
Yeah.
But if I were having financial issues, let me just see what Spirit wants to tell him. Then let's get away from Donna. She knows too much. She thinks. Huh? That's cute. Let's see. All right. Let me see what they want to say here. Well, actually, what they're saying is that it's not so much that people that they lack financial finances. It's what they want is they want to be in tune with the energy of what it would be like to have everything. So they're saying that if they get into the space where they recognize everything they have, they said then they'll just open up a flood through their crown and fill them up with the energy of that. So it's more so a feeling of what it feels like to be able to have all those things. But also, you know, straight up, if I had a day where it's like, I need money, I just tell Spirit, hook me up, help me out, ask. You have got to talk to them. You don't go to them with A, B, C, or D, like, I've already got this all figured out, guys. You know, you don't have to do any thinking. I've got A, B, C, and D available. You know, you guys just tell me which one you want me to pick, and they're going to give you E or F. They're going to give you something you never thought of. Money will just fall in your lap out of nowhere. Abundance will just come in from nowhere, or food, or a delay. I remember I dropped my daughter off at school when she was around, oh, I guess she was 5, and she goes, I'll be late. You know, and she was all spazzing out. And I said, okay, all right. I said, let's just do divine order. Just say divine order. She goes, all right, divine order. So I let it go and went to pick her up at the end of the day, and I wasn't going to say anything. And she got in the car and, you know, she goes, well, that thing you did, she goes, it didn't work. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, I said, were you late? Did you get marked? And she goes, well, no. And I said, well, why not? And she said, because the teacher was in another room. And I said, that's divine order. So, you know, just work with the energy, tell the energy, you know, open these doors. Now, do we have to be responsible with what we have? Yeah, because like a spoiled child, you wouldn't put them in a room full of a bunch of stuff. You know, they wouldn't know how to navigate through it or keep piling things on top of them if they're not using what they already have. Use your eyes. Use your smell. Use your legs. Use the love you have. Use the opportunity to exchange energy with other people as often as you can. That love energy is the vibration of abundance. You know, and there isn't hardly any place where that isn't, if you look for it, if you want to see it.
Yeah.
It's all what you're looking for.
So I got one last major question. I'm sure I'll have more questions, but one off my invisible list. What about as far as our planet having open, not private or not secret, but open dialogue with extraterrestrial, where it's like everybody knows this is true. It's not just a bunch of cuckoo people going to some cuckoo ranch in Washington.
Right.
We're talking about all three of us in our most of our audience.
That's right. Well, you know, did you see my picture that I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see them standing right behind me there. I had quite a few come right in and visit me, so that was pretty chill. But
pull it up right
here. Okay, so let's just see here. Let me see here. So we want to. So the Native Americans always dealt with the star beings, okay? And I'm sure there's other Native cultures that have also always been talking to them. So the question is, when will the gross populace know without a doubt? Okay, we always. I'm thinking of the Phoenix lights. You know, like that wasn't enough. Yeah, we're such a. You know, it's funny. We live in such a. what they call video game, right? We live in such a video game. I think they call that The Sims. I don't play video games, but I think that's the one. But it's like, it's almost like we already know. You know, it's just a game, and let's just keep playing this game for a while because I think most people know and feel it. But let me see. All right. Well, first of all, they're saying that it has to be conceptualized first. And that's where they're at right now. They're working on people being able to conceptualize that this is a reality. I'm getting an image. I'm just trying to figure out what they're trying to tell me with it. And right now, people do still have the, they're afraid to kind of let, you know, like the little boy with his finger in the dike, they're afraid to let the finger out and let the flood that would come through. But the portal is opening and,
Is this something that's connected to sort of the 100th monkey syndrome, where it takes a certain amount of people to hit a certain mark or understanding and knowing within themselves for it to be able to spread out in a big way throughout the planet?
You know, I absolutely agree with that. For myself, there's no doubt. And so I don't care what anybody else thinks. They don't understand. If you don't see things, if you don't hear things, then you don't know that that's a possibility. But so I would say myself, it's more the integrity of ourselves, the ones that have had the experiences that it's not some fantasy dream thing we're talking about. It's real. And it's okay. And I just see us as, I mean, I don't see the other beings as being, they're probably more evolved in many ways, but they're not gods.
Right.
So yeah. That's really useful.
That's, I think, very important.
Let me say that I just see the portal being opened. It's like being massaged and opened up. But I feel like for some reason I'm seeing a lot of animals, which I find that so interesting. And, but it's almost as though our animals may start to react more, you know, sooner than we will. Overall, like more the animal kingdom will see reacting more so. You know, I was thinking about that the other day about how many, like, especially a lot of the creatures in the ocean and have lived much longer than we have. They're so much wiser. You know, so they're kind of holding the space for us in many ways.
Like the dolphins and whales.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
When you mean reacting, do you mean like, for example, let's say I walk through a park and there's a bunch of pigeons and they're all staring at one section. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's nothing there that, quote unquote, I can see.
Right.
You mean that kind of reaction?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Some they're not showing me specifically, but they're saying they are showing me specifically, though, that we will see through the animals first. Like the animals will have more acceptance and more of a vibe with it to where we will It's almost like they're going to have to teach us, which is very interesting. They were talking about the majority of the population. Although I know and feel that most of the population is in agreement that we're not here alone.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you educate yourself, the information is out there. It's not a bunch of fairy tales that are out there. It's true stuff. You know, flying around the White House and the Phoenix Lights, that was the size of, I think they said 4 football fields.
At least, if not bigger.
Yeah.
I think the scientists and whoever's putting pressure on top of them really, I think that's like the last dike to go, kind of. Because you're right, the general population, but scientists like...
The doors are opening for them, which is useful because, you know, they could only work within certain perimeters or they would be... ostracized, absolutely. And so they're breaking loose and they're getting attention and they're getting money and they like that. And that money can help them with funding, but also it's helping the community at large realize, oh, okay, you know, we must need to fund this because this is where our money will come from. So it's really going to change from us. So we have to talk about it differently, you know, with integrity. Go ahead.
When I first came back from East City, the first time I was telling my experience, especially with the orbs and just, you know, using James, night vision goggles and the infrared, flashlight.
Nice.
And just seeing, you know, the things that the orb's doing, going against the wind, reacting, coming around us, flying back and forth and then going straight into the dirt. This guy I know, he goes, you're just seeing what you want to see. And, you know, I thought to myself, I didn't say it, but I thought to myself, you know, what I really want to see is like a bag full of money and a beautiful woman holding it. That's what I really want to see. At that time I was single. It was like, that's what I really want to see. So sometimes they use that and it's like, I think,
you know, he's right in a way that, you know, we are manifesting, you know, what we're seeing. And that's what I talk about a lot in my book is that, you know, that we are creating, you know, and so, because what I learned when I started doing the photos and they started coming in, and I don't even like taking pictures, let alone, I don't ever get them I don't ever print them up usually. I'm terrible about it, but, I realized that I might be manifesting through thought is something called photography. Another word is kinesha, I think it's called, K-I-N-E-S-H-A. So I learned to keep a real clean slate, which, you know, I do with my work also because, you know, a good channel is a clear channel is kind of my little mantra. You know, and I like not knowing, you know, so that the universe can talk to us the same way it can through your meditations. If you go in with a specific or even a specific, you know how your meditations will shift sometimes too. Like you'll always open up a certain way and then, you know, all of a sudden they're like, nope, we ain't doing it that way tonight. We're doing it a different way. Okay. You know, always expect something different. Be in the moment, you know, and, you know, let the universe talk to us. So, but the orbs have a consciousness. They are very conscious. They're like, you know, and they are observing us. I called it a collective consciousness when they first started coming in around 2006, because that felt like the best name to give them, because I could see that there were beings in there, maybe like a man and a woman and a child, like, oh, look, see her. She's taking pictures. She doesn't see us, but we see her. And, you know, so I was seeing a lot of them teaching from, like, they were coming in from other dimensions, teaching their people about us while we were trying to communicate with them. So that, while I was trying to, so it was interesting. And then that's when other things started to come up and show up and appear also, though, that, you know, like a physical hand coming out of a candle and things like this and things that were like, oh, okay, that's kind of different, you know. I mean, a lot of things made me kind of sit back a little bit, but Yeah, it was interesting. And, you know, just let you know to, like, don't have any, although I do feel that every dream, every fairy tale is alive somewhere. It's already been brought into manifestation by us, or those that came before us, or those that seeded us.
How did I put that, Ramon? Wherever your imagination takes you, the technology will follow.
Yeah.
But I mean, that goes not just to technology. Wherever your imagination can take you, the reality will follow.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we are creators, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, that I guess coincides with some of the I haven't had it, but I think it was like 3 nights consecutive or 4 nights where I was having dreams of helping extraterrestrials raise hybrid children. And one of them in particular, I almost guarantee he was my child. But it was a dream. But if it was just a dream, that's fine. The weird part of the dreams is I come out of the dream into the hypnagogic state. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's when you're between your awake and sleeping. And then they'll talk to me there. Like, that's where the channel is the clearest. And the child was saying, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I'm going to. And then they, like, cut him off there. And he said, wait. I'm trying to tell him where I'm going. And then they cut him off again.
That's interesting. I just saw a child, it was about 3 months old, maybe a couple weeks ago. And it was, it was a biracial child. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen children that maybe have the features of I want to use the right word, of an African American, but yet they have white skin and freckles and an afro of like curly blonde hair. That's what the child looked like. It was kind of cool, and I think it was just their way of letting me know, you know, because I actually had a mark.
You saw this in your mind?
I saw it in my dream state, because my dreams are pretty lucid that way too. Mm. And but I had an incident when I was young, when we lived in Mississippi. I just remember I found this mark on my arm, on the inside of my arm, and it was from you know what I mean? It was like a dry, scaly thing, just came out of nowhere, and I just remembered, and then it just kind of fell off, as though I had been, you know,
something,
exactly. You know how it is. It's kind of like things start to happen, then you start to kind of back engineer.
right.
There you go. Yeah. So, and that's fine. You know, I have been loved and supported so much, and they tell me the truth. I mean, whether I want to hear it or not, but they always have my back. So I have implicit trust with everything that's working with me. And I don't just feel it's just guides, or that would be my guides, I guess you might say also, you know.
Yeah. What about doing work outside of, have you ever, well, I'm sure you do, but have you noticed that or acknowledged that you do like dream work, what a lot of people would call dream work? Like maybe you'll be teaching younger children how to do certain things in dreams, or go and warn somebody of something.
Yeah, I do more learning for myself in dream state. But they're always teaching me. They're always teaching me, and so they're always talking to me. So when I, you know, my dreams are usually teaching me something or trying to teach me something. And then every morning when I wake up, a song comes in that is the words or the theme for my day.
Hmm.
Every morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, what's today's song?
Song you don't want to hear.
Today's I don't want to hear.
If it's a song you don't want to hear, but you know what? It's like, all right, you know, at least I know. You know what they say, forewarn, forearm, right?
Mm-hmm. So what was today's?
You know what? I don't remember today's.
For example, like with the.
But I'll tell you guys, I knew I was going to be on your show because I already told Spirit a long time ago. I said, these are the guys I want to work with. But I thought, like, can I be on here for 2 hours? I don't know if I could do that quite easily, I guess, right? Even when I posted on your timeline, I thought, yeah, I knew you were going to ask me. So it's kind of funny because I let it go and then it just popped in.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yeah, so I lined up.
Yeah, because we were looking in Michael, he does the numbers. And he's another person. I'm not sure how we became friends, but must be from Isetti. And he posted something about, what my numbers mean for this year and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I read that, I thought of you, and I was like, oh, I should ask both of them to be on the show.
I have a name I can share with you for later, too, of somebody that's really, really interesting, I think. I haven't heard her talk. She's written a lot of books, though, and I think she's pretty knowledgeable. You'll like her.
Cool. So how are we doing with time, Tom?
Oh, let's see. Oh, we still got at least 10 minutes here.
Okay. Well, Donna, is there anything you
want to... I've got a question. Tell us about your book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that other part of that long part of that bio was actually about the book.
Right.
The book is called Energetic Transmissions Through Spirit Photography because when I first did share the photos with a group of people at my church, we had a meetup, which meetups are like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with meetup, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was their first one. So I kind of gave them everything I had pretty much. And everybody's energy just, they were dizzy and like shifted and just really like had their minds kind of blown. And so they were feeling the energy. So that's when I realized, it's also there for the energetic expansion. So while we live in a holographic universe, the book is laid out in a way that it's the way that the work came to me so that, people can slowly follow Alice down the rabbit hole. And then get to the part where they and start to see things. So the book really explains, without my interpretation too much. I know people want to know, what was it? But I actually don't want to put too much of that there because I want people to be able to decipher for themselves and leave and kind of open the door for something different. Like I have pictures of these sun beings that came out through the sun and you can just see them. It's like little men, like right, you know, through. It came right through the ray of the sun at the end. But at that time, I was actually doing some workshops. And when I would get, like, I need time. I need to fill this time. So, okay, let's take them into something. So I would take them through the portal of the sun. And when I went in there, we were in a huge, we always are taken into like this huge ring where all the masters sit around. And the person would be right in the center. So it really feels like the sun is a portal, where the masters come through, but it's almost like that might be a little checking station also, but, really beautiful energy. There's a picture of Merlin and, Saint Germain. Merlin and Saint Germain were said to work together. They were said to have been the same person. At the time when the pictures were coming in also, through my meditations, I was already connecting and receiving connections with Isis, with Kuan Yin and, with Saint Germain and Merlin. That energy was already coming forward. And then, they would manifest through the photos to kind of let me know, you're right, you're seeing us. And I didn't go out looking for them. I left it as fast as it came in, you know, because we never know who or what's going to come through in a meditation. And, you know, it's if I sat and wrote down every single thing, it would be an encyclopedia probably. But, you know, so they would actually manifest through to kind of let me know, yes, this is us. We're talking to you. We want you to know that the veil is more than thin. And, you know, yeah, it was just, and then the ETs started coming in, the star beings, and that was interesting. And I haven't done a lot of studying about the different terrestrials, you know, the planets or things like that. But because I like to just kind of be with the information as it comes in and without a reference too much. Unless I get it, then I go and like, okay, is that right? Or what is that? Then I might want to just investigate so I know. So the book just takes people on a long journey, but a lot of people are saying that, well, I had one person that said that they saw their son's etheric body walk by. They were in the bathroom and they saw their son's etheric body walk behind them, and they turned and looked and like, wait a minute. And they went out and he was still in the living room. Then another person said that the thing, like you said, Ramon, with they were thinking a thought about the other person in the house, and the person in the house came in and said, did you say something to me? And so they were picking up the energy. Another person saw lights and heard popping sounds as they were reading the book. So, yeah, I feel like it's informative, enlightening.
Energetic.
Yeah, and energetic, exactly. I really wanted it to have a place. I mean, I know for some people they've, because I do share some of my pictures on Facebook, so some people are kind of used to it. And even my students, I think, were like, okay, this will just be the same photos. But they had never really heard the story behind how things were manifesting. In my classes, we'll have spirit people form behind them, you know, the full beings will show up. People will lose their arms and their legs completely because they just kind of mesh with the energy. If I'm doing readings or if they're really one with the information, they pretty much are just gone and there's nothing but etheric energy there. So it's pretty cool.
So what's the what experience or event was the one that just absolutely knocked your socks off?
Okay, let's see. Well, I had a stigmata
when really?
Yeah. That was right when I started to do readings. And I was reading for my chiropractor, and she had lost her brother to a murder. And she just couldn't get over it. And so I was reading for her. I was in her office, and I usually like to do maybe some psychometry. I think I might have been holding something at that time. I really don't remember. And no, I didn't have anything in my hands, as a matter of fact. I didn't have anything. And anyways, I was doing the reading, and I could feel him coming in. I had chills all over, I said, I've got chills, but I knew she couldn't see him. And I thought, oh God, please let him come in. And the next thing you know, my little finger started to like have a streak of red, and then blood started to come up. And I remember I was just looking around like, did I cut myself? Because I didn't have, you know, I didn't really know what was happening. And then my other finger started to streak up the same way. And she goes, no, she goes, that's coming out. And she realized what it was. So, you know, it's kind of funny. You know about these things, but you don't know. It wasn't my intention. You know, it was my intention that she would know he was there.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. And I had the most beautiful physical teachers that came into my life too, that, you know, they said, you have good teachers. They kept saying that, you have good teachers. You know, and that made me feel good that, I guess, opposed to having bad teachers, but that what they were saying is you have teachers that are going to show up and get the job done, you know, and, So I think more so that.
Yeah, so many of those events that when they do happen in our lives, you know, they're just like pulling another layer of that veil away.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just continue to peel that stuff back until, and oh my God, we are so wishy-washy.
Yeah.
We go back and forth. Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and then a week or two will go by, and it's like, yeah, maybe it happened. You know, maybe I just didn't see it quite that way.
Well, you know, you see, that's what I meant about us. When are we going to actually recognize the ETs? I think we already do, but we are playing our own little video game with ourselves, sort of, you know, of like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not ready for them to be here yet. Cause maybe to somewhere, you know how sometimes we think, oh, this is the end game, or this is that would be like the top of the mountain, right? We might think that when it would probably be only the beginning, and maybe there's more beyond that, beyond the beyonds that we don't even know.
Right.
But we kind of like to keep ourselves entertained while we're in the illusion.
Yeah, and you know, there's another aspect of the whole ET thing that there's so much of this, at least through my experience, that is not it's other dimensional. So it's not necessarily something that is able to physically manifest in what we're perceiving as our reality. And until we've stepped ourselves up to loosen the bounds of our perceptions of what is possible and what reality is, we're limiting the ability for them to be able to manifest in what we perceive or term as a physical manifestation.
Yes, absolutely. I know that after I was getting him in the photos, I had said, you know, I really want to see you guys. I want to see you in the daylight. And I just kind of let it go. And I was on my way to work one day, and I look up in the sky, and I saw this. It was the apex of two pyramids, like the flat part of two pyramids connected. And it was like a gold brown. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. But I was on my way to work, and I thought, I got to go to work. And I thought, well, this must be why people don't stop and take pictures and do stuff. Because they got to go. It's an ET, you know, it's a spaceship, but I got to go to work. Well, I worked all day that day, and I walked out about 7 o'clock. And wouldn't you know, it was right there waiting for me.
Wow.
Right there. Yeah. Nice. Right there. And I stood with it for about a half an hour. Another guy was sitting there. He goes, oh, that's a kite. And I thought, that ain't no kite. Because the same kite was over by my house 30 minutes away, you know. And so I stayed with it for about 30 minutes, and then I got in the car and came home, and there it was again, right at my off ramp.
Wow.
So it was letting me know, that's right, we heard you, and we're here with you. So it's communication. It's a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know how some of that frustration you were reading on me?
Yeah.
I've seen the ship, but I'm kind of beyond the, okay, looking at the lights kind of thing.
Right.
It's always like, okay, land your ship, let's have some coffee or tea, or, you know, I'll make some cookies or something. Let's, you know, hang out.
You are connecting with them in your dreams, though, like you shared. I absolutely think you're doing that. Now, you also have been doing some healing on you also. Have you been having some cranial, you know, like, I want to... It's cute because I'm looking at your picture here as I'm talking. But there's something going on with your head, but I want to say like the cranial, like the cranium of your bones in your head. Are you got some kind of different feeling going on in there?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's been going on since he said he.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like there's...
Like yesterday, no, not yesterday, on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When did I talk to you last time?
On my birthday. Yeah, it was on your birthday.
Yeah.
It was yesterday for me, but day before yesterday for you.
Yeah. So when I stepped out several times, really strong.
So know that they're working with you that way, though. So that is also your other connection. So, you know, while you're wanting the full Monty, you have to learn to, like, recognize... Oh, okay. So that's their little signal, you know, that they're doing some work on you. Very often, you know, years ago when I first started doing my work before we had computers and cell phones and all this stuff, I mean, you had to be psychic to meet anybody to develop anyway. And because, you know, you just had to know people that knew people, that kind of thing. where was I going with that? Oh, gosh.
Years ago before you, we had...
Yeah, before, oh God, I don't know, big brain fart.
Happens to the best of us.
I know,
big blank. Happens to Tom all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Ramon. Yeah. I love you too, buddy.
Yeah. Plus, I still need those $100, Tom.
But, yeah. Yeah, it's in your birthday gift you're going to be getting in how many years? 60, how many years?
61 years.
Yeah, Ramon and I have gotten each other our 100th birthday gifts. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. 100. I had a shaman that said I was going to live. You're going to live to be a very old woman. I thought slash dribbling in an old home. You know? I thought that could be good, but then you know there won't be anybody there. Maybe when I pass, nobody will know me. You know, there's some beauty to passing when you're nice and young. You know, everybody steps up and, you know, and they take whatever you didn't do or did do in your life and they add it to their life. So that's kind of useful, you know. Why not? I mean, it's certainly possible.
Hmm. Absolutely.
What was the old rock and roll thing? Live, what was it? Live hard, live fast, and die young.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
party hard, but leave a good corpse or good looking corpse or something like that.
Yeah. I think I just kill off aspects of myself often, which are okay. You know, ones that it's like, all right, you've served your use, let's go. You know, you can leave now. You know, so we're like cats having many lives.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I have the many faces of Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Well, Donna, man, this has been awesome. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking with you tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yes.
It's quite pretty good.
Yeah. Ramon? Did I lose you?
I pressed the button to unmute, and instead I muted. Thank you so much for making the time for us at last minute. You know, really appreciate it.
Yeah, worked out good. Worked out great. Divine order. You know, spirits in charge. So I like that. They kind of, you know, with this whole book thing, since I really didn't feel like going out and doing anything, I just wasn't in the mood. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like going back old school and just kind of the old way of like when you need it or when the right things are there, it'll be there. I don't need to do anything because, you know, we've all seen a lot of changes in our field of work. I love Facebook and meeting people internationally. That's been wonderful. And seeing the work out there and seeing the commercialism of it, too, is okay. You know, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
And knowing how to navigate around that is.
Oops.
Do we lose her?
It seems like we have. Donna, are you there? Well, I'm sure glad this happened at this part of the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Donna, if you could still hear us, you have, we have definitely lost Donna now. So, well, while Donna is popping back on here, I want to thank everybody out there for joining us. And, you know, I hope you guys have enjoyed this show as much as I have. It's been a really good one. And wow, Ramon, talk about amazing energy. I like that. I mean, I feel grounded just talking to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing when you do connect with people who, are in a balanced state that energy flows, you know. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. Yeah. So, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. I would urge you guys, Donna actually does sessions for people also. So you are, I'm sure you are welcome to contact her through her website. Her website is Rev revdonnalopez.com. And she's got, well, everything you need right there. And she's also got links to her book.
Then also Facebook, you can just put Rev Donna Lopez. That's her
There you
page.
Go.
So you can like that.
Get all connected up with her, guys. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up here. And, man, we love you guys. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, as Mr. Ramon likes to say.
Yes, thank you so much.
We love you guys. And we will see you guys next week on our next show. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance.
The love you deny is the pain you carry.
Namaste, my friend.
Gladiators, glowing tubes that mesmerize, netting minds like butterflies, helpless lying in the night, like moths misled into a light. Information overload, trust me, then do what you're told. Tell me who you think I am. Process free.